Hi, Tana.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I don't know if you remember me. You know, town's small enough that we all know each other, kind of.
Yeah, right. Heidi, correct?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, I remember you.
Okay.
I got the name and I was like, oh, I know who it is. Okay.
Yeah. So it'll make it a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on? I thought it was my mom, like, at the end. I was like, oh, my goodness.
No, I had received a picture about you, and I didn't even know you'd went off to officer candidate school, and I didn't even know you were in the service.
Yeah, no one did. Like, my parents knew, and that was, like, about it.
So what made you decide?
I told them last minute, so
oh, no.
They were like, excuse me, what? So
why did you want to go in?
It's something I always wanted to do, like, since I was a kid, and I never really got the opportunity, and I never really knew anything about it, and I had a friend going to the National Guard and give me some news about it, and I had just graduated, like, from graduate school, so I wasn't, like, doing anything in the meantime. I was just kind of waiting for the police department in Vegas to hire. And they hadn't hired in a couple of years at all. They hadn't even taken applications in 2 years. So I was like, it's probably the best time to do it right now. So,
what are you training to be?
I went through basic already, and then it took like 9 months to get like my security clearance. And right now I'm in officer candidate school. So when I come back, I'll be an officer in the Army. And then my branch will be chemical, so I'll be, like, part of the Seaburn unit, so it's, like, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, like, warfare, so, like, I'll be dealing with, like, weapons of mass destruction and how to treat, like, people, like, victims of weapons of mass destruction and that sort of stuff. So, but it'll be through the National Guard. I won't be active duty. So I'll actually come back to Nevada and do, like, my 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, unless I deploy. So.
And you graduated from UNLV, didn't you? Or UNL? Yeah, UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV. I know everyone's like, UNR or UNLV? I'm like, it was Vegas.
Okay. When did you graduate from there?
I graduated with my master's in 2011, in December of 2011.
And what was that in?
Criminal justice.
Okay, let me see here. Is there, I don't even know, did you think that growing up in Hawthorne is kind of what pushed you that way?
I think so. Like, I lived on the base for a couple of years, so I kind of got to see it. But my dad was also in the military, so that helped out too. I mean, he didn't talk about it a lot, but I could tell, like, the way he raised us was, like, kind of strict, and, like, I kind of wanted to keep that going, too, so I thought it was pretty cool. So that was something that kind of pushed me towards joining as well, so, yeah.
Now, we know we're in our 10-year reflections of the past, which I'm sure you know what that is in the paper.
I do.
10 years ago, you were the cat's meow 10 years ago. Are you finding that that's helping you with the guard?
I was what 10 years ago?
You were in basketball. You were in...
Yeah. Oh, in high school. Yeah, playing three sports. Yeah, that was crazy. Wish I could go back. But I think just being a part of, like, a sports team or athletic team has, like, it definitely opens you up to meeting new people. I think it makes it easier to meet new people and just to get along with people that you don't know in general. It definitely helps. So, and learning that at an early age, I think, like, learning how to be a part of a team and, you know, something bigger than you, you learn through sports too, so I thought that, like, that's probably helped me, like, in the Army itself, just get along with my peers and to help each other out. It's definitely made it a lot easier.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is there,
they all kind of tie in together, so it's pretty cool.
Are you getting a lot of support from your friends?
Yes, very much so. I mean, they think I'm crazy, but but yeah, I do get a lot of support from them. So
how about parents?
Yes, very much so. My mom kind of freaked out a little bit at first, and I don't really give her all of the information, but just let her go. But yeah, she supports me, yeah, very much. So
let's see, what else do we have here? Is there anything else you want to tell me about? How about the kids coming up in Hawthorne? You know, we're obviously a depressed town.
Right.
There's really no opportunity. Is this something that...
Right. Yeah, I think, like, even if I were to come home, because I know Dee Dee, I think, is working at the school now, and I told her, like, I would be, like, completely, like, apt to come in and speak with, like, the students on, like, the opportunities it provides. Because I know it's kind of difficult to, like, get into college or to get through college coming from, like, Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, honestly, if I wouldn't have, like, played softball my freshman year, it would have helped out so much if I would have even had the slightest clue about, like, the Army and even the National Guard, how it works and how the GI Bill works, and that you can essentially get a lot of your, like, school paid for if you work hard and keep your grades up and make your drill dates. I mean, it definitely pays for itself, and it gets you a college degree. You start a career right at 18. It's something that you can put on, like, a resume right away, and that helps in so many different ways. I can't even explain how helpful it is to have just, you know, I'm part of the Army on an application. So, yeah.
How does it make you feel personally being just part of the Army? I mean, you know, I mean, how do you feel personally? I mean, do you stand a little taller, a little prouder?
I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, I love it already. I know some, like, I'm always, like, it's a pain in the butt, but I haven't been, like, to my unit or anything yet. It's all just been training. So I've just been in basic training and officer candidate school. But so far, like, I absolutely love it. I've met some very, very excellent people and had some really good leaders teach me as much as they can so far. And, I mean, so far it's been fantastic. And I haven't even really become part of, you know, the regular Army yet, so I can't wait to, like, come home and meet my unit and start training with them, you know, in my specialty. So,
now is your unit out of Vegas?
Yes, it will be out of Las Vegas.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'll be training in Las Vegas that 1 week in a month, and then if and when we deploy, I'll go with my unit, so the people that I already know and I'm training with.
Now, how long do you think you'll be in school until you're back to Nevada?
I will be in officer candidate school until I graduate on March 13th. And then I will report back to my unit. And then at some point, it depends on the unit and the state and what they have going on, but I will have to go to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri for 16 weeks for the chemical like basic officer leadership school. So I'll go to Fort Leonard Wood and have classes on, like, all the weapons of mass destruction and all the gear that's assigned for it. Like, I'll go through that entire course that's specifically geared towards, like, the chemical field in the Army. So for that specific job, I'll be there for 16 weeks taking classes and, like, learning those operations.
Now, is this – did you choose that – chemical warfare, or did they put you into that?
It was my second choice, so I'm definitely happy I was able to get it. So it just depends. With the National Guard, it depends on the state itself and what they have available.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah, if you're active duty here, you compete for specific slots that are available in the regular Army, but if you're National Guard or reserve, you go by whatever that state has available to you.
Okay.
So I initially wanted engineer or combat engineer, but they didn't have any slots available in Nevada. So I just kind of went down the line. So I asked for a chemical for Seaburn, and they had a slot open. So they went ahead and slotted me there. And there was a unit in Las Vegas, so that obviously, like, helped a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm definitely happy with what I got, for sure.
Kind of wrap it up just a little bit, because you're coming home March 13th.
Yes. Yeah.
Third weekend of May. We all know what happens.
Yes,
what does,
I sure do.
What
Armed
does,
Forces weekend, right?
Yes, coming home to America's patriotic home now that you're
oh,
a soldier.
I know, and now, and it's my 10-year reunion. Oh, my God.
Yeah, how are you going to be? Are you going to tell me about those?
I don't know. I think, like, I think I've always felt the same about it. Like, I love being there. I love how patriotic Hawthorne is. But I don't know how I'm going to feel about it now that I'm in the Army. I don't know. I guess the feeling will come to me when I'm there. Because I was actually going through the process already last year. I was just waiting on my security clearance. So technically I was kind of in. I was just waiting on a security clearance to leave. So even last year it felt different being home. And my dad, like, my parents already knew that I was, like, going into the Army. So it was a little different, but I'm not sure how it's going to be now that I will actually be, like, integrated into the Army. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and if you're wearing your uniform,
excited,
if anybody
though.
Knows, they're going
know.
To salute you and everything else.
I know. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if anyone's going to – I don't know. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. So I'm excited. Yeah. So.
Well, we'll be glad to have you come home if you're going to be home, if you're not –
Yeah, I'm definitely
right
going to try. Yeah, I'll definitely try to be there for sure. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's probably about it. I'm not sure I'll get it done this weekend, but it'll probably be either in the 13th or the 20th paper. Just
okay.
kind of do a profile on you and what you're doing now.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. If
you're
you
welcome.
Need anything, like, feel free to go ahead and give me a call at any time. It's not a problem.
Okay, or I'll Facebook you or something.
I don't have Facebook, so
okay.
if you need it, just call. We're all
okay. I'll get the number from. I'll get the number from Shannon.
Okay. Do you want me to give it to you now?
Are you allowed to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 775. So 813-0768.
Alrighty.
All right. Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.